Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We want to first wish you all a happy Veterans Amen. Day, and today we are taking your questions and your comments, and so if you're watching, please be sure to give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show on this national holiday, what are some ways to honor our veterans and Veterans Day? So what are some of the things that you do? Today is Monday, and we celebrate that, and it is a national holiday. The post offices are closed, yeah. Major banks are closed. Yeah. And
so there's a lot of time we have, and the question relates to how are you incorporating the honoring of veterans?
Yes.
We might be eating and having a great time, but how are we reaching out somehow, somewhere? What are we thinking about regarding the veterans? Have we gone to a cemetery and placed a flag on the grave of a vet? So many things we could be doing. So we want you to call us, email us. We want to know how you honor veterans and Veterans Day. The little things you do, the big things that you do as a family. How do you honor the families of veterans down through these ages, many of whom now have passed away? We still honor them, men and women serving now in various capacities, some right in the way of harm, some recuperating from injuries. Mm-hmm. So this is a great day just to stop. We've got a lot of time and to say how we honor. So let us know how you're doing that, how your family does that. And also, you might just want to call with a testimony mm-hmm. about a family member who is a veteran, what you think about him, or maybe it's somebody who's deceased. It might be your father, whomever. And what this day means to you, how you express that, because you all need to learn a lot more. Sometimes I'm hesitant to speak, you know, about military things and people's ranks and so on. I didn't serve in the military, but I'm very, very grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, recently we had, we have a prayer here for veterans. Let's pray this prayer, Joy.
It says, Lord God Almighty Father, creator of mankind and author of peace, as we are ever mindful of the cost paid for the liberty we possess, we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, and may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing by their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. To you be all the honor, glory, and praise now and forever. You know, when there were so many families, we need to express our gratitude also to family members who sent their sons and daughters off to war, and they came back different people. Maybe they suffered physical limb losses, or they suffered emotional losses. They didn't come back the same person that they sent off. And you bear that cross now. And for that, we are grateful. And we pray. And the way that we express our gratitude is to be a good citizen in the United States, grateful for all of the rights that they go to defend, that we could live as free Americans as we do in this beautiful country.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that you and I could participate in to be grateful, always, especially when you see a veteran and you tell them thank you for their service, which is always a lovely, nice thing. Another thing you might want to do is say, hey, can I take you out for a cup of coffee? I'd really love to hear your story sometime, which is important.
So what are some ways to honor veterans and Veterans Day? Veterans Day is today, Monday, November 11th. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, remember that we're taking your questions on our show today. So if you're watching, it's Monday and we are here very alive and grateful. We want you to give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can reach us at area code 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show is this: what are some ways to honor veterans and Veterans Day? Veterans Day is today. Yes. It's Monday, November 11th, and we are extremely grateful to all the men and women who have served us over their their time and went off and to foreign lands and defended us, even here at home. And so today, there are, most of the country, is everyone's off. It's a national holiday. And there'll be parades in some cities. I know here in Birmingham, we have one of the largest Veterans Day parade that happens in downtown Birmingham, Alabama. And for that, we're grateful.
We have Lieutenant Colonel Michael Tomberlin on the phone. Colonel, thank you for calling into At Home with Jim and Joy. Please share with us about yourself and any thing you want to share about Veterans Day. And thank you for your service to our nation.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jim and Joy. Thanks for having me. I love Veterans Day because it is a great time to kind of showcase the veterans and appreciation for them. But really, if you want to be a true blessing, reach out to the family members of the veterans because, you know, they serve too. And it's a long time. It's a burden on them whenever service members are away. So if you really want to be a blessing to both the service member and their family, thank the family for their service as well.
Amen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your service to our nation.
Yeah, I've served in the Alabama National Guard for 33 years. I retired back in 2019 as Lieutenant Colonel, as you mentioned. Did two deployments to Afghanistan, 2007, 2008, and then 2012, 2013. And but the good thing about being in the National Guard is you also serve stateside. So I was activated for hurricanes like Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Katrina as well. And you get to serve your fellow countrymen in that way as well. So it's a kind of a dual mission that the National Guard has. Mm.
So are you an Alabama guy?
I am an Alabama guy. I've been here all my life. Went to the University of Alabama. That's where I got my commission, was through ROTC at the University of Alabama. So I became an officer by going through the ROTC program in Alabama. So roll tide.
Joy was saying that it seems like Birmingham has always had one of the largest Veterans Day parades. Did you grow up with that? Did that make an impression upon you?
Absolutely. I grew up in South Alabama, but I've lived in Birmingham since 1993. And really have gotten to appreciate what Birmingham has done. You know, Birmingham, it all started there in Birmingham. The whole Veterans Day celebration for the old country started in Birmingham. That's why they have the longest running and the largest Veterans Day parade to this day.
Yeah. Well, it is really special, especially when they give all the news coverage and you see all the families that go. And that is a beautiful tradition that they say we need to go and honor. It's not just a day off from school, but what is this day off all about? Where we stand and we honor and we salute the men and women who have sacrificed everything that you and I can have our freedoms. And you said such a beautiful thing about the families, because you, even if when you serve here at home, you know, well, the nation, our land is experiencing power outages and everything, and you leave your family to go serve other places too, right? And that's part of the call. And I'm sure your family many times would have loved to have you just right there in their house taking care of all of their needs. But what a beautiful sacrifice that our families pay.
Colonel Tomberlin, thank you so much for serving this nation and for joining us and At Home with Jim and Joy. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, what a beautiful testimony and sharing. And so his whole emphasis was on family members. So you just need to know that we need to reach out to those family members.
Right. And the important thing for us is, you know, when the son or the daughter or the husband or the spouse goes off to war and the family members are left behind, that's where your ministry can take over. You know, they may have young kids. Well, maybe you can watch the children while the mom goes out and does a grocery run without children. Simple things that you could do. Bring a meal over. Ways that you can minister as a community, as a church community, and just as the physicalness of being a neighbor to someone who is making the ultimate sacrifice.
We've got another phone call here from John Paul. He's on the phone. And so, John, go right ahead and share with us your thoughts about how we can honor veterans and Veterans Day, or if you have a testimony. Go right ahead.
Well, Jim, it's so nice to be there with you and Jim and Joy and the rest of the EWTN family. My dad, he grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, and he volunteered for 4 years in the United States Marine Corps from January 7th of 65 wow. to 69, and he actually served 25 months in Vietnam. And he achieved the rank of Sergeant E5 after his honorable discharge in the Marine Corps in 69. He actually used his GI Bill to attend St. Joseph's Calumet College in East Chicago, graduated second in his class as a salutatorian. And his degree was in management and business. And after this, he actually became the marketing and advertising and public relations director of Citizens Bank and Savings Company here in Alabama. Well, he actually lived and breathed the U.S. Marine Corps philosophy. When confronted with a problem, you adapt, you improvise, you overcome whoever and whatever obstacle you face. And I think he joined the Marines as a way to better understand the world around him and also to see exactly what he was capable of. He was suited to the Marines and honored his commitment while in Vietnam. And if we have any Vietnam veterans out there, you'll probably know about the Battle of Khe Sanh. Well, my dad was there. And on that day, 6,000 Marines defended the base while being encircled by three regiments of over 20,000 troops. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'd ask him about that, sometimes he'd get quiet and he'd just tell me that he'd already had his worst day and everything mm-hmm. else from there was a bonus.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
So, and as far as like how to, are we able to thank our veterans?
Yes.
Customarily, I would just say you thank them with your time, just to express personally how much it means to you. If given the opportunity, you can express it in gratitude for the freedom that each and every one of us as Americans hold dear. Mm. And recently, I just had a chance to go out to lunch, and I saw a Marine about my father's age. He was wearing a Marine Corps hat, and as I started to leave, I just simply walked up to the table, thanked him for his service, and I took a check, and told him that he told me that I didn't have to do that, and I said that I know, and but it was something that meant something to me, and the thing that he didn't know was that my father had passed away 4 years prior, and it was just two short days before Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So right now, his tombstone bears the Corps crest. Father, son, husband, Marine. Yeah. And for me, like this time to me, when I see the flag and I have a chance to see our veterans, it's just a time in which that I can say thank you and to honor those that have served.
Well, John Paul,
you
did your father a great honor today, and thank you so much. John Paul, if you're still there, you mentioned three things your father shared about the Marines. You said adapt, improvise. What was the third one?
Overcome.
Overcome. John Paul, thank you.
The thing about a Marine, they have a simple saying, and it means always faithful.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
John Paul. God bless you.
And how beautiful that legacy that, you know, he understood what his father sacrificed and his great love for our country. And then he wanted to go and pay someone's lunch or meal ticket, right? And those are just simple things that you and I could do. Just say that we're grateful and or to show love to, because you know you see those older gentlemen and they have on their hats and does anybody care? And we need to care. We need to go and make a difference and say I care and I'm grateful.
You know, they have this wreaths across America.
Yes.
Especially for Memorial Day where wreaths are laid, and I think on this day, Veterans Day, they do flags that are there. Do we have some photos from cemeteries? Let's just take a look at that. That's what's happening today. The laying of flags, Memorial Day wreaths, playing taps, I guess, at some of these places. Veterans especially coming out. Sometimes it's they've got different homeschoolers and other people that are participating because there's so many flags to lay out. And what a way to educate your children. about the sacrifices that other people have made that we might have a free nation, mm-hmm. a constitutional republic. Do we even know what that means? Or have we ever read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? What is all that? Mm-hmm. Well, these people are placing their lives on the line to defend that. And so many of us don't even know what that is or what our nation is composed of regarding our laws and freedom of speech and of assembly and the three branches of government. And so there are some things that are given to us by the law, mm-hmm. and then it's a republic, and we're able to vote, but we're not a pure democracy.
Right.
It's not whoever gets the most votes wins. We have an electoral college and so on. Do we know anything about that? Are we teaching our children? These guys and ladies are going off to war at different places, leaving their families to defend this, mm-hmm. and our lifestyle of freedom and liberty and being able to grow and to advance in society. We're not a socialist, communist nation. We're a constitutional nation. We're a republic. We have representative government. What does that mean? Mm. Well, we need to know that because people are dying for that and people are sacrificing for that, families and others. So this is a great day, and we need to think about, you know, Memorial Day and the coming Veterans Day next year. What would we do differently now that you heard the show?
Right.
And so what can I do that at least in this whole day off, maybe I'm going to a march, mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm going to a parade, or even go to, you could take your homeschool group or a group, just take a family and go to the VA hospital, bake cookies, just go something. It could be, oh, that's so simple. We'll do something as opposed to doing no thing.
Yeah, I just want to, I think we got a minute before the break. I just want to share about a couple of my uncles in World War II, my uncle Johnny, my uncle Andrew. They reached the rank of sergeant. So they were in this whole World War II. They couldn't communicate with one another. They were in different arenas. And then when they went to, they both went to with their brothers fighting, they went to Naples and they saw one another as they were marching in different ways and they thought they were dead. Mm. And so they grabbed one another. And then in Naples, it was the Battle of Naples, setting Italy free from the Nazis. And they were on this mountain and there was mortar fire going off there. And somebody came out and said, you know, there's rocks falling in my house. They go into that residence and it's our family. Mm. There are wedding pictures up from our family, and my uncles are seeing this and saying, this is our family. Mm. And they move the mortar things in fire. But they met there, they found out they were alive there, and they protected, you know, our own people there and set Italy free.
Amen.
From Nazi Germany. So it's amazing. Thank you, all veterans, all families of veterans. This is your special day. We love you. We recognize you. What would we do without you? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to hear from Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck about setting boundaries when having disagreements with your children. And we're excited to have them. All right. Well,
sorry
that wasn't
about
working.
That. If you're not getting any voices there, Patrina, I was thinking about various expressions made honoring veterans, and it was like several weeks back at one of our grandson's football game, they had Veterans Day. It wasn't Veterans Day. They had Veterans Day. They had about 10 to 15 veterans out there. They happened to be all men.
On the 50-yard line.
On the 50-yard, and they just announced each one where they served. The battles like they were in, and they were just so humble, just standing there. And each one of them, you know, but they could have planned it a little bit better, you know, just to put up their hands and wave. I wish they would have expressed themselves some more. I was moved to tears.
Yeah, it was
just
beautiful.
The humility of these guys, and then I knew some of the places where they were and what took place in those places, and here they are, at least, and the stands are full, mm-hmm. and at least people are honoring them and saying thank you to them, and it wasn't Veterans Day. We need to think of ways to do this.
Right. And think outside the box.
And then they were getting ready to walk off the field,
right.
and they came to a gate. There was nobody there at the gate.
You were there.
I ran down to the gate, and I shook every one of their hands. And I said, look them right in the eye. I didn't serve, but they served. I said, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your... It was so moving for me. And, like, they don't look for, you know, thank you for my service. They did what they did because they were called to do that. They served. They love their nation. But to look into their eyes and to catch a little glimmer of, thank you for recognizing us today.
Right.
So you got to think of ways to do that. And you're the one that gets built up in it and understanding the magnitude of people who are sacrificing in these ways.
And if you have a husband or a grandfather or an uncle, you know, listen to their story. An aunt, someone who has served. Say, can you just sit down, come out of your own little selfish world and say, can you please tell me the story? And you know, part of it is that they don't want to cast their pearls before the swine. Not, it's just that you have to listen. What they're about to share with you is maybe a very traumatic experience. It was something that they treasure deep in their heart, and they just don't want to say it. They want to make sure the person that they're telling it to really cares. You be that person that really wants to listen.
I think we have a comment here as well, Joy. So this comment here, I'm going to say a prayer for an increase in health, happiness, and holiness for my veteran brother. So this is a veteran. He's praying for his veteran brothers and sisters.
Right.
Brian from Facebook.
And, you know, we know so many of our veterans are homeless right now, and they're really struggling. And so, you know, when you see homeless people and you could, you know, you could dismiss them, well, you need to listen and get their story in ways that you can reach out to them and help them in any way that you possibly can. It says, most towns have a veteran cemetery or a monument site to those who served. It would be very nice to go to one of those and pray a rosary for healing for those who have suffered the stress of serving in the armed forces.
So you may have some spare time on your hands, and this is something you can do to acknowledge the great service of veterans and the holiness of Veterans Day. No greater love is there than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Of course, that's Memorial Day in a special way, but a lot of ways veterans have laid their lives down in a variety of ways, and their families. So God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.